around this particular area. I mentioned earlier, big when it comes to cotton. More recently, though, it's been the centre of controversy with the coal seam gas industry moving in. And I'll just want to introduce you to David Hamilton, who's the chairman of the Basin Sustainability Alliance. And David, you're not from Cecil Plains, but not far away, I guess it's safe to say.
Well, I live in Toowoomba and I have a farm near Jimba on the Jimba Plain.
Tell me, what are things like there on the farm right now?
Well, we're ready for summer crop. Yeah, winter crops are hanging on, but they need rain. We're looking forward to getting ready for summer crops and having some decent rain to wet our soil now.
For the BSA, many people have heard that acronym before. What does the organisation actually do, David?
The Basin Sustainability Alliance has been going for about 4 years, and it really is an amalgamation of a whole lot of groups across the region that were anxious about coal seam gas. So we represent a broad geography from Wandown and Roma through to the Eastern Darling Downs of not just landholders but community people concerned about the coal seam gas industry and the impact it has.
We've seen some big changes in the industry. What are there at the moment? Around about 4,500 wells scattered throughout the Surat Basin. There's the big push by the gas companies to get their processing plants up and running off the coast near Gladstone at Curtis Island. And then you've got landholders in the middle. Some of those landholders have been here in Cecil Plains, where you see quite loud dissatisfaction with the industry and the big signs locking the gates against coal seam gas. Where do you stand on that overall debate between development, agriculture, and the big one, gas?
Well, we're not at the lock the gate end of the spectrum. We really want to make a constructive input to the industry and government to get a good result for everybody. You know, we welcome the benefits, the economic benefits from the resources industry, but we don't want to do it at the expense of our landscape and our natural resources.
What's at the top of your mind at the moment?
Well, water's always our number one issue, but we're also anxious about changes in government legislation that might disempower landholders in the negotiation process. And we are also concerned about things like the flaring of gas that's going on in the region and all of the other impacts that impact individual landholders.
They certainly do. When it comes to water, and I know Cassie Huff, our rural reporter here, is going to take that up in a little bit more detail in a second or two, that idea of what's going through with the mining objections and that process, I know you put in a submission to a committee, a state government committee, just a week or so ago. What was your main argument about the changes that have been proposed by Minister Cripps?
In our submission, and we certainly hope we get to have a meeting with the committee when it sits, but our main concern was that neighbours must also be enabled to put objections into mining leases so that they have a say in the process, because very often they're the ones that are most affected.
Because they're saying directly affected landholders will be able to still object to a mining lease and the approval process. You say that should be extended not just to the person who is right beside or has the mine on their particular land, but to their next door neighbour.
Well, what normally happens is coal companies particularly buy the land that they want to mine under, and then it's the neighbours right next door that are the most affected.
Who may not get a say if these changes go through.
Well, that's what our concern is, and I'm sure the government will listen to that because I think it's only reasonable.
We'll see how that process unfolds. Cassie Huff, I said you're here with me travelling around the region. Let's take up that idea about water.
Absolutely. Water has been everyone's number one concern in this area. Ian Hansen is a water bore driller, has been for many years here on the Downs. We've heard about problems with bores gassing up around Wallumbilla, and what problems are you seeing around here?
Yeah, there's not a lot of problems just here at the moment, but I think they will develop. There's a lot of bores around Chinchilla are gassing up and depleted water supplies. But as the coal seam gas industry develops the gas, increases the gas pressure, we're going to see more and more gassing up of bores. And one problem I really see is that we may not be able to drill new water bores because of the gas pressure.
Okay. Why is gas in bores a problem?
It's a big problem for pumps. It plays up a lot with pumps, very difficult to pump water. As far as drilling new water bores, we can have gas blowouts, explosions. It can be a very dangerous situation. And we must know what gas pressures to expect and what depth to expect them. We can't, at the moment, we can't give people an accurate quote of what it's going to cost to drill a bore because we don't know what pressures we're going to be dealing with.
Okay. So what does this mean, therefore, for people who want to sink a water bore or something like that?
Well, it's just any driller would have to go onto daily rates and I think it would become very unaffordable for most people to drill a bore.
And so is there anything that the government can do about this? Are you looking at any sort of regulation on this?
Well, we have to find out, the government has to find out what exactly pressures we're dealing with and what depth they are. At the moment, I've been asking the question for about 2 years. You just keep coming back from the gas companies that it's confidential information. The Department of Natural Resources can't tell me what pressures to expect, but I think it's going to cause a great deal of problem.
What happens if you can't get that information?
Well, we won't be able to drill there. It's as simple as that, and people won't be able to have water. We won't be able to replace bores. I think the whole Artesian Basin is in danger of gassing up, including the Condamine alluvium, because it's directly connected to the coal seams. So as they develop coal seam gas in this area, I think you'll see gassing up of the Condamine alluvium.
And Ian, that's a really interesting point that you make, and I know there's a test underway not far from where we are about that interconnectivity between the Condamine alluvium and the Walloon coal meshes to see how that is affected. And talking about bores, it's so important at the moment because we're in quite dry times where people rely on their bores each and every day.
Yes, well, that's right. I think this test hole, it's impossible to tell the interconnectivity with one test hole, purely by the way that the Condamine alluvium is formed. It's a deep eroded valley which has exposed coal seams, all the formation, the horizontal formation, your coal seams, your porous sandstone, and then it's been backfilled with alluvium and silt. So some places you'll drill and you'll have a perfect seal between the two. Other places you'll drill and you'll drill straight from the alluvium and straight into coal.
It's an interesting conundrum that you face and many landholders around this region will face as well. Ian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.